This is Pastor Jeff Chavis, and I want to wish you all a happy 4th of July, a happy Independence Day. And I think that this is a great time for us to reflect on that day, 249 years ago today, that those men gathered together to sign what we call the Declaration of Independence. It was on that day that they signed a document that would ultimately be a death sentence for them if they were captured or if for some reason they were found out. They could have paid with their lives for just simply signing the document that declared the independence of this nation. It was John Adams who said to future generations, he said, "You will never know how much it has cost my generation to preserve your freedom. I hope you'll make good use of it." I love those words. I posted that up several years back on July 4th just to remind us that this is the day we remember what those men did. And we also are reminded as Christians that the ideas of liberty and freedom and us shaking off the bounds of tyranny, that all began in the pulpit. We may not be aware of that, but the signers of the Constitution, one in particular, whose name was John Witherspoon, was the only ordained minister to sign the Declaration of Independence. But several months prior, gave a message to encourage, to inspire, to allow his congregation to understand that this was a cause that was in the Scripture. He said in his sermon, "You are all my witnesses. This is the first time of my introducing any political subject in the pulpit. At this season, however, it's not lawful, but it is necessary, and I willingly embrace the opportunity of declaring my opinion without hesitation, that the cause in which America is now in arms is a cause of justice, of liberty, and of human nature. Be of good courage, and let us behave ourselves valiantly for our people, and let the Lord do which is good in his sight." Pastors like Mr. Witherspoon, pastors all around the country gave fiery messages, allowing people to understand that this idea of founding our nation on the cause of democracy and liberty and justice was something that was absolutely biblical. In fact, one of the favorite verses of those early days was Galatians 5:1, and I'm going to read it to you in the way they would have heard it in the King James Version. Galatians 5:1, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage." Did you get those words? They believe that Christ has made us free, and therefore we should not be entangled with the yoke of bondage. And they took that to mean this king that was lording over this nation. And that Declaration of Independence was something that came directly from Scripture. And those words, again, Samuel Adams echoes those words in his Rights of the Colonist that he wrote in 1772. He said, "The rights of the colonist as Christians may be understood by reading and carefully studying the institutes of the great lawgiver and head of the Christian church, which are to be found written and promulgated in the New Testament." In other words, the idea of the foundation of our country was born right in the Scripture. Now, I won't pretend to think that our country is a Christian nation, but definitely the signers on that day, on July 4th, 1776, those names that we may know, like John Hancock, and those that we may not know, like John Witherspoon, these are names that place their lives and place their signatures on that document because they believe that this was a cause of Christ. And we just reflect, and I know today we may have our cookouts and we may have fireworks tonight, but the reality is we need to think back nearly 250 years before when individuals took this matter into their own hands. It's also a great time to remind us that freedom as we find it there in the scripture. Christ has made us free. Now, of course, that's not a political statement. That's Christ who has set us free from the bondages of sin. And that is also something we should remember when those fireworks and the celebrations and anthems and things that we remember this day, let us never forget Jesus set us free from sin and he equipped us for something greater. He filled us with his peace, with his purpose. And no matter what challenges we might face in our nation or personally, we just have to remind ourselves those words to stand fast in the liberty that Christ has set us free and not again to be entangled with that yoke of bondage. Again, those words from Galatians 5:1. So today we will switch gears and we will go into our prayer list. Of course, we need to pray for our nation. We need to continue to thank the Lord for the great undertaking that happened on this day when the Declaration of Independence was signed. But we also remind ourselves that that foundation was found in our freedom in Christ. And the signers of the Declaration also knew that to be truly free, we had to be able to worship Christ as he is leading us to.